The READY program. It stands for Rapid Employment and Development Initiative, started in Chicago in 2017. It zeroes in on the people at highest risk of committing gun violence, mostly Black men between ages 18 and 32 who have been arrested or shot before, according to the program's records. These men are offered 1 year of intensive therapy and job training. A study out of the University of Chicago Crime and Poverty Labs this month found that men who participated in the program had 64% fewer shooting and homicide arrests in the 20 months after they were identified than their counterparts in the control group. Cornell economist Max Kapustin is a co-author.
It's a pretty substantial return on investment just from reducing violence. So it's not even counting any return you'd get from the work that these men perform while they're participants in READY or anything like that.
In Philadelphia, activists say there is a desperate need to intervene with potential shooters and stop the bloodshed. Police data shows the number of homicides in the city has nearly doubled since 2016. In August, the city asked community organizations to apply to be READY partners. These groups would help the city find 100 at-risk men from 8 target neighborhoods to participate in the pilot program. They said the grantees would be announced in time for a mid-November launch. A city spokesperson told WHYY this week that the rollout is now slated for March and declined to comment on the cause of the delay. Pastor Carl Day works directly with formerly incarcerated men in Allegheny West. He's skeptical about whether the READY program would really reach those involved in gun violence, especially young men.
You can't keep talking about them, talking around them, leaning on things that are performative and researching what happens in other cities and not even really intentionally building with the young Black men in your own city. And this is what happens. We're playing guesswork now.
An existing city program that leans on street outreach to divert potential shooters, it's called the Community Crisis Intervention Program, was recently found to be suffering from a lack of training and leadership. That's according to an evaluation from an independent firm. The READY program strives to offer the whole package, GED classes, group counseling, housing assistance, all the way down to finding someone a suit for a job interview. Philip Griffin is a 30-year-old Chicagoan who learned about READY while incarcerated. He's been in the program for about a year.
Don't get me wrong, I'm highly intelligent, but I'm not qualified for anything. And before READY, my drive to get qualified for something was slim to none.
Now he has a full-time job with UPS.
When you actually work, they pay you. You can buy nice stuff. When I was running the streets, you know, I was still getting paid. And it was nice. Yeah, and to them people with them black vests and blue shirts pop up.
He says if Philadelphia starts a READY program, they should focus on teenagers to put a hard stop to the cycle of gun violence.
Catch them ones that's young, that really need that turn point in their life. And it's like, I feel like if you catch the young ones, the older ones ain't got no choice but to follow suit because they ain't got nobody to send off.
The city of Philadelphia would not release the dollar amount that they plan to invest in the READY program or how much of that funding will go to partner organizations that would provide these services. Sammy Kayola, WHYY News.